Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I am thrilled to be able to welcome you back to the Rakeley radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, this month, we've covered quite a wide range of topics, including having a happy family. We compared two different sinners, one that accepted Christ and one that didn't. And then last week, we started on the topic of the Church of Jesus Christ before Pentecost. Now, the starting text for last week was found in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. And we will be continuing with this topic this week. So if you have your Bibles handy, please follow along as Pastor Reynolds talks about how Christ started his church while he was still here on the earth and before the day of Pentecost.
Last Sunday morning, we spoke on the subject of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ before the day of Pentecost. We read our text from the book of Matthew, chapter number 16, verses 13 through verses number 20. This entire context of the passage reveals that Christ wants his disciples to understand who he is, and that Christ is going to reveal some additional information about the church, that is, the assembly that he, Christ, is going to organize, that is, to build upon this earth during his own personal ministry. Let me read to you the book of Matthew, chapter number 16 and verse number 18. The Bible says here, "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus Christ wants his disciples to understand that Peter's confession of faith that Peter gave in verse number 16 is very valid. But there is additional information. That's why Jesus says, "I say also unto thee." So there's something else that Christ has on his mind. But Jesus Christ wants the disciples, all of them, to look only to him. This is why Jesus Christ said in verse number 18, "that thou art Peter." Jesus Christ is understanding that Peter is the spokesman for the group. But Jesus is saying that I will build my church. Is that not what the Bible says? "And upon this rock, I will build my church." You know, the Spirit of God revealed to the Apostle Peter who Jesus Christ was, and the Holy Spirit must also reveal which church is the church of Jesus Christ. Many today who say the church began on the day of Pentecost are not giving God any glory. At least they're not giving God the glory that he so rightly deserves. The exact same thing can also be said for those who believe that Israel started or became a nation when God gave the law to Israel. In both counts, I think they're a little bit late. Notice again, those that declare that the church began on the day of Pentecost, really, they have no idea what the day of Pentecost is all about. You see, those that declare that the church began on or after the day of Pentecost are totally wrong, because Jesus said he would build his church. That is, he's going to dome it up one layer after the other. Only those who agree with Christ are right. Think of that. Only those that agree with Christ are right. Jesus Christ said, "I will build my church." Jesus Christ is right. He is the Son of God. And everybody is right that agrees with Jesus Christ. Now, in verse number 18, Jesus Christ said that he would build his kind of church upon this earth. Jesus Christ did not say that he was going to build his church upon the Apostle Peter or upon Peter's confession. If Christ had meant for the church to have been built upon Peter, he would have said, "I'm going to build my church upon Peter." But that is not what he said. Instead of saying that, Christ said, "Peter, you are a little stone." Well, the word Peter means a little stone. In the book of John, chapter number 1 and verse number 42, we find a very interesting passage here. John 1, verse 42, the Bible states, and he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, this is talking about when Peter first came to Jesus Christ. When Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. You say, well, a stone is a rock. That's right. But a stone is a little rock. Understand. But Jesus Christ is the big rock. He is the one that the church is going to be built upon. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 16, verse number 18, Jesus Christ here stated that he was going to build his church upon a rock. And the rock is himself. Now, I'd like to give you three examples. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 32, and verse number 3, and verse number 4. This that I'm going to read to you is a part of the Song of Moses, which Moses wrote shortly before his death. The important thing here is that Moses wanted all Israel to be reminded that they were a very stiff-necked people, that the Israelites always wanted to do their own thing. They never wanted to do what God desired of them to do. So Moses began this song by singing in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 32, and verse number 3, and verse number 4. The Bible said here, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. Now notice in verse number 4, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Moses is saying here that Jesus Christ is the rock. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is the rock of ages. He is the one that the song is written about. Rock of ages, cliff for me. This is talking about Jesus Christ. There's no doubt about that at all. Notice again in another place, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 2, and verse 1, and verse number 2. The Bible said, and Hannah prayed. Hannah was greatly distraught because she had no child at all. She wanted a child. And she was praying that God give her a child. The Bible said, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside him. Neither is there any rock like our God. Can there be a doubt here that Jesus Christ is speaking about himself when he says in the book of Matthew, chapter number 16 and verse number 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus Christ is not calling Peter a rock. Jesus Christ is saying, I know you're Peter, I know you're a little stone, but I'm going to build my church not upon you, but I'm going to build my church upon myself, because I am the rock of ages. That is a marvelous thing. The third scripture is this. The book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 22, and verse number 1. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Can there be any doubt at all here that David, when he prays to the Lord and he is worshiping the Lord, and he says at the very beginning in verse number 1, the Lord is my rock. Who is the rock of ages? Is it Peter? Is it Peter's confession? Why, no. But the rock of ages is Jesus Christ. the Son of the living God. That's who it is. Today, I could read multiple scriptures pointing you to the fact that Jesus Christ is the rock of ages. He is the one that you're trusting in. No one else will ever do. But Jesus Christ has full pardon for your sins. It's there. We sing the song, A Rock of Ages, Cliff for Me. You know, there's no doubt that this song is also referring to Jesus Christ, who loved me and who gave his life for me on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ further stated in the book of Matthew, chapter number 16 and verse number 18, upon this rock I will build my church. The Bible said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let me ask you a question. If Jesus Christ had built his church upon Peter or Peter's confession, would it ever have failed? I think so. The Bible says that Peter even denied the Lord. Think about that. Jesus Christ knew that. He knew it was so. Notice also, here in the book of Matthew, chapter number 16, and just keep on reading here, and you'll find in verse number 21, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Now notice in verse number 22, Matthew 16, and verse number 22, then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, O Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Here's what Peter said. Peter said, Lord, this is not going to happen. This is not going to happen to you. It's not going to, don't be concerned about it. It's not going to happen to you. Notice in verse number 23 what Jesus here said to Peter. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. What? Well, wait a minute. He said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me. For thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Jesus Christ is the true God. Jesus Christ built his church upon himself. Jesus Christ never did say that Peter was right. But Jesus Christ, in the book of Matthew 16, verse number 18, he is drawing the people's attention away from the apostle Peter. He's drawing the attention away from Peter and putting the attention upon himself. He is a rock of ages. Jesus Christ is the one that the whole thing is built upon. Jesus Christ gets the glory and gets the honor and gets the praise. No one else can ever do that. Christ further stated that the gates of hell would never prevail or overcome the church he starts. The church Christ started has never gone out of existence since it was founded by Christ. Never has it done that. Any church that says they went out of existence and then came back into existence is not the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not. Any church that declares that they had their beginnings during or shortly after the Protestant Reformation is the wrong church. That is absolutely the way that it is. Today, I hope that you understand this very short series that we've given concerning the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that it be a blessing to you.
Well, we pray that you've received a blessing from the message this morning. However, if you have additional comments or questions that you'd like to share with us, there's several ways that you can reach out to us. If you want to log on to the website at www.independencebaptist.org, you will see a link for Contact IBC Pastor. Now click on that link and it'll bring up an email, and then you can just send Brother Wayne any comments or questions that you might have. You know, another great way to contact Brother Wayne with questions is, of course, to come and visit with us in person. We'll be meeting this morning for Sunday school at 10 a.m., worship services at 11, prayer meeting at 3:45, and then worship services again at 4:30. Of course, you can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri. Well, I see that our time has once again slipped away from us, but we are thankful you were able to listen this morning, and we'll pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.